This podcast replay is brought to you by baptisthealth.net/ortho. Do you have an injury that's keeping you from doing what you love? Take charge of your health and get back in the game with the help of the all-pro staff at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information.
Where is Bitcoin right now? Are we still stuck there? 71,768. So it's like working between the 61.5 and 62 window right now. It's kind of been going like that. We'll see if it pops a little bit more today. Once the bull market fully goes, the weekends will be, you know, volatile to the upside. That's when you know you're in a complete full bull run, because then retail will get into it and all of that. That's what's going to end up happening. I mean, they're already talking about a whole bunch of funds that are going to start adding Bitcoin to their balance sheets, because it's stupid if you don't. You know, not that I'm a financial advisor, but, you know, I don't know how many more times I'm going to tell you, and you watch it, you know, the power of it is there and it cannot be denied whatsoever. Even if you want to make a quick buck, or if you want to set it up for your family on a long-term basis, either way. And I can't wait to show you what we've invested and where we're at. And right now, I could tell you this, just so you'll know, because we bought some at a little higher price than that. So we are, because we're down right now. Let's see. We're down about $160 right now. So we haven't even gotten to break even. And then, which I think when it hits about 63, 64, we'll break even. And then when it shoots in that part to 70 and then 73, the profits will be crazy. But we're like about 100 and something down right now. So shows you, because I bought some from 70 down, and I just wanted to, and I've been able to purchase a lot now lately on the bottom, and you guys have made some donations, which thank you very much. And so now when it goes up, it is just going to be sick into the green. And when it gets to 80, I'm going to show you the amount of profit that I'm in. So I can show you that even at these numbers, it'll make the kind of movement that your bank account, your savings account, your money market account, they don't even come close to. So I that's why I did this experiment. I had some money saved for altcoins here, which I should have invested in. I'd make more money, but that's different for people. Everybody kind of knows Bitcoin, and whether you believe it or you don't, I want to run this experiment to show you guys. So that way, you feel like, okay, well, yeah, okay, O's doing it right in front of me, what he's invested, what he's in profit in, and look at the level where it's at. And it doesn't matter, because it's going to run to 90, 95, 100, and then what's going to happen, folks? We're going to consolidate again, and we're going to lose 20% again, and it'll drop to like 80, 85, where it was at 100. Might drop to 78, and what are you supposed to do there? That's when you rebuy again, and then you know it's going to go where it was at 100. It'll go to 110, 120, 130, because that's kind of the way the cycle goes. And you'll make money again, and you'll make money on the dip. And that's why it's what I've told you. We've been in this rut for 2 months. Instead of like getting depressed, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. The longer this window is open, the better. When people were making fun of me when it was at 16 and 18 and 19 and all that, and I said, no, this is awesome. This gives me more time to accumulate and more time to accumulate. And I went crazy when it was down in the teens and the 20s. I mean, I went crazy. I tried to buy as much as I can, everything. Okay. I tried to sell my entire house to buy Bitcoin, and my wife just stopped me. Would have paid off big. Sell my house, make it on Bitcoin in the 16, 18 range. That's a 5X from where we're at. No, 4X. You know, man. Anyway, so that's why there's a patience thing to it. 61810. I have the Crypto Bro Show, but I haven't done it, man. I haven't done it. I've been lazy about it, to be quite honest. Time in the market, not, yeah, right. Time in the market, not time in the market. Exactly, John. Medium O, not a financial advisor. I swear, either your Bitcoin hat and headphones are getting bigger or your face is shrinking. Well, my face is shrinking because I always get, you know, a rounder face when I gain weight. Yeah. So I am losing face, neck, and then of course my chest and my stomach. Today we're sporting a little anthrax. There we go. For those of you that are into anthrax, if you've never heard anthrax, I'll give you a fun song to kind of get into for one. You may not like all the songs, but at least this one will be a little closer to more mainstream. Antisocial from Anthrax. That would be one that I would throw out. Thank you, Dude 67 on the Slim Shady. Not there yet. I'm trying, but we need another 35 pounds to really get slim, you know? And by the way, today I am actually... NorCal will be proud of me. Today I'm going to start some weights. Today I'm going to start on my chest and arms. So that'll be cool to start getting involved in there. Bitcoin is from Russia, LOL. JK, maybe. No, Bitcoin's not from Russia. But that's all right. I mean, people can make up whatever they want to make up. It's all good. Let's see. What else do we have? Okay. All right. Let me give you some birthdays today, folks. James Brown was born on this date in 1933. We lost him in 2006. Damn legend, bro. Is Designer a rapper people actually know? Here's some stupid picture. He's 27. I have no idea who he is. Eric Church, I do know. Not that I listen to his music. Country singer is 47. I've heard of him. Bing Crosby was born in this state in 1903. We lost him in 77. Cheryl Burke is 40. Frankie Valli, 90 years old. Christina Hendricks. Is that the men, whatever, the show, the sales show? That's the redhead from there. Dwayne Haskins, rest in peace, was born in 97. On this day, we lost him in 2022. Crazy story, dude. Crazy story with him. Sugar Ray Robinson, the boxer, was born in 21 on this day. We lost him in 89. Damn, a lot of big-time names that passed away. And that's it there on that one. On the musician side, let me see, because you got anything on the wrestling side there, Sean? Because I didn't see anything else. Farrah Franklin, singer, actress, model, joined Destiny's Child in 2000, along with Michelle, replacing LaToya Luckett. She was born in 81 on this date. Let's see. Bruce Hall from REO Speedwagon, born in 1953. Christopher Cross was born in this state in 51. And that's it. There you go. Those are some of the musicians born on this date. By the way, a rapper, again, help me out here on this rapping stuff because, yes, Mad Men. Yes. You got to help me here. I don't know if this clown is actually anything good. Rapper Osama Sun. Anybody know him? Is he like worthy of even whatever? He's getting sued by Iron Maiden for ripping off a Power Slave era piece of Iron Maiden art in the cover of the deluxe edition of the latest album. As seen below in a screenshot, Osama's Instagram story, which has expired, the news outlet Curio shared the news of the alleged lawsuit. Iron Maiden is suing me, so cover is gone, the rapper wrote. Well, yeah, moron. You're like, you look at, I don't know if you can see this. Yeah, you can actually. You can see it. Okay, the moron's in the bottom. Look what he uses, and look at the Power Slave. I get that a lot of you people out there in music nowadays have zero creativity, so you got to copy other music in order to create your own music. Just like those of you out there in Hollywood, you have no more ideas, so let's remake all kinds of movies and TV shows since we have no clue. Oh, and let's do a part two to a movie that's 57 years old because we had no creativity. How about you guys, like, get your own thing? And I guess nobody in this group listens to Osama Sun. So I guess officially he's just a clown. Is that what we're talking about? Just want to make sure. By the way, tomorrow I will be at the Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee for the Inner Circle and Stephen Marley concert. There is the QR code. If not, go to the Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee. Go to the website, and you can get the tickets there tomorrow night. So join me out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. He's been jamming for like 45 years, man. 8 Grammys. Legend. And Inner Circle is going to be a blast. By the way, you can see our interview with Ian Lewis, one of the two founding members, the two brothers, founding members of Inner Circle, the heart and soul of the band. So check it out. Okay. Yes, we know, Craig, we already talked about Odell signing, my brother. Thank you very much. That's also why a lot of clothing styles from the 90s are coming back, because they're running out of different styles to wear. But clothes has always been something that has come back and forth. We wore 50s style clothes. At one point, bell bottoms come back, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, pleated pants will come back at one point or whatever. You'll get the one style that is new that really is that stupid jacket with the one button, and it looks like, you know, people wear suits now that look like they barely fit you because it looks like you're getting fat. Even if you're skinny, it looks like you're getting fat. Like, I don't like that style. I know I'm old. Sorry. Officially, I'm old on that one. I'm an old fart. I will not wear that style of... if I wear my suit, the buttons will cross over like they're supposed to, and we'll do it that way. I'm not wearing my suit where they're barely buttoning together. I find that style to be absolutely ridiculous. Okay, but most styles will come and go, and that's kind of been a thing with clothes. The double belt came back a few years back, which was in style when I was a kid in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? That's just kind of the way it goes. Got our slot receiver. No, you didn't. Odell Beckham's not the slot receiver. I don't know if that's what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. You see the weather people wear those suits and they are barely... I find that to be ridiculous, dude. You know? Heck, vinyl came back big time, outselling the CD format. Yeah. Yeah. 90s baggy look was so sweet. Yes. Yes, it was. I would have to agree with that. By the way, Ed Sheeran is tonight at the Hard Rock Live. Sean Paul is tonight at the Fillmore. Stephen Marley is tonight at the venue of Destination in Daytona. So Inner Circle and Stephen Marley tonight. Tomorrow, I'll see them in Immokalee. Tonight also, 50 Cent is at Club 11 here in Miami. Man, I saw this next Wednesday, Toto at Ruth Eckerd Hall in Clearwater. I may, you know, Wednesday, I may get in my car and drive over to Clearwater after the show to see Toto. Because I miss Toto, you know, a list, one of our listeners. I forgot your name, sir, but God, you are a saint, man. He offered me a pair of tickets and a parking pass for Journey and Toto at the Hard Rock Live, but I was fresh off my surgery, and I was just not physically in a good place. And my wife would have to wheel me, and all. I just did not want to go through that and put her through that. And I said, thank you, but I can't. It was one of a few concerts that I missed that really hurt me. And what really hurt me, it's not so much missing Journey. Because I've seen this Journey several times. I saw Journey with Steve Perry a couple times. So I'm good. It was the Toto opening up for Journey. So now, if they really are Ruth Eckerd Hall next Wednesday, now I get to see him as a headliner? You know, this is when life comes around and says, here you go, young man. Here's a break for you. Enjoy. You wanted to see Toto? Now you can go see Steve Lukather and the boys. You've never seen them? Yeah, there we go. Little 99. Yeah. Rosanna, Africa, Georgie Porgy. I love Toto, man. They're so good. They have so many songs. I don't think people realize how many songs they have. So it's pretty cool. David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, he is touring. You will hear 60s and 80s and some of his solo songs. You will not hear, supposedly, you will not hear any Pink Floyd from the 70s. Just so you'll know. But if you are going, he has released a couple of dates. And for our friends across the pond, you win. Because he's going to be at London Royal Albert Hall, October 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, and 15. Okay? He'll release an album, Love and Strange, September 6. And then I don't know what he's going to add after that. But apparently he's not playing any 70s Pink Floyd. Just to give you the heads up, just in case. But 60s and 80s he will be playing. So that's pretty cool, if you want to know about that. What else did I see? How about music history? Let's go with a little music history on this date of May 3rd. What happened in rock and roll history? We started in 84. The vintage lineup of Blackmore, Gillum, Glover, Lord, and Pace reunited as Deep Purple. In 80, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band were at the top of the charts, starting a six-week run at number one with their record, Against the Wind. Still running against the wind. Let the Cowboys ride against the wind. All right, and let me tell you, Bob Seger is an American treasure. Just want to just say it out there, okay? If you're not a Seger fan, I don't know if I should allow you to stay in this country. I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know. If I was president, that might be a requirement. You must follow Seger. You must follow Bruce. I mean, Americana. 2006, Godsmack topped the album charts with their fourth effort, the aptly titled Foe. In 1975, Chicago started a two-week run at number one on the album charts with Chicago 8. It marked their third number one. And that, my friends, is what happened today in Musica history. There we go. Knicks last night, by the way, eliminated the 76ers. 4-2 in the series, 118-115. Brunson had 41. DiVincenzo had 23. Embiid, 39 points, 13 rebounds. Maxey did not have a good game. Shot 6 of 18, 1 of 6 from three-point range. Pacers eliminated the Bucks, 120-98, 4-2 in the series. Tonight, we got Game 6. The Cavs and the Magic, I can't believe in them because neither one can win on the road. And that kind of gives me the impression Cavs and Magic are those teams that are happy to be there in the first round. You got to show me some balls, Cavs. How about winning tonight on the road? And not that I'm going against the Magic or the Cavs. I don't really give a shit. But I'm not impressed with either team. All they can do is hold serve. That's it. 9:30, Clippers at Mavs. Mavs are leading 3-2. They can end it tonight. We'll see if Luka and Kyrie end that thing. So Odell gets a one-year deal with the Dolphins, $3 million. Excuse me. He's got $5.25 million in incentives. Crazy. Jakeem Grant has been invited to Eagles camp. Chargers signed DJ Chark. He was never on Miami's radar. Understand that. Okay, so if anybody... Well, the Dolphins, you know, no, the Dolphins were never looking at DJ Chark. Ever. Never. Just like Dalton Reisner. There is zero interest. Okay? So anybody talking or writing and saying Dolphins, it's bad information. Just want you to know that. They're just filling space and, oh, another receiver off the board for the Dolphins. They were never interested. They were only interested in one guy. Odell. That's the guy they were interested in. And they've proven that over and over again, and they got him at a rock-bottom price. Now I got Godsmack playing. Yeah, Godsmack is excellent. Alf, I woke last night to the sound of thunder. Far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves? When you just don't have that much to lose. Ain't it funny how the night moves? So good. So good. I'm a Turn the Page guy. That's my favorite Seeger song. Turn the Page. I love Hollywood Nights. Oh, damn. So many. So many. It's just, I can just jam Seeger. And get on the highway and just drive, dude. You know? His music is impeccable. Really impeccable. Good shit, Alf. Good shit. Big O, help me make a decision since Star Wars 1 is back in theaters. Phantom of the Menace, 25 years. Should I watch today at 7, but I want to see Luca play at 9:30 or just watch it Saturday at 12:30? I would just go to the theater to watch Star Wars, then come home and watch Luca recorded. That's all. And you can't miss it. It's like when, you know, some guy goes to me once. There was a UM game, and I was headed to a concert. And the guy goes to me, dude, what kind of a fan are you? You're not going to watch it? I go, bro, watch it when I get home. It'll be recorded. What's the big deal? I can't do that with the concert. I have to be there live. I have to see it. And, you know, it's kind of the way it goes. I can't go back to the DVR for the concert. I just can't. It's a live performance, and I love live music, so I got to go see it. I didn't miss the game. Not at all. I saw the game. The next day, I could talk about it like everybody else. I went to sleep at 2 a.m. or whatever because I had to stay up to watch the game, but it is what it is, right? I made my decision, and I didn't lose out. But fanboy there was like, oh, you're not that hardcore of a fan. I go, why? If I go back home to watch it, I'm pretty hardcore. But, you know, my life is a little bit more than just sports. I get it's, you know, we have the Neanderthals out there that, you know, just live and eat and breathe sports. That's just not who I am. And especially at my age now, I have a lot more interest in things that I want to talk about. So, you know, hold the line. Love isn't always on time. You're right. I love it. That's a great song, that piano. Dun, 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 dun. Love it, man. Love it. Hold the Line is a great one. Let's see. Brett says, turn the page, Main Street, Night Moves, among so many Seeger classics. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Beautiful Loser. It just goes on and on and on. He's impeccable, bro. You know? He's impeccable. He's just one of those that if you never got to see him live, I feel bad for you. But that man is a legend. Absolute legend. So, we thank David Ferronis and Manny Navarro. If you missed them, you can rewind, or later on, Sean will post them, video, audio, all that good stuff, and any of the crazy rants that I might have had today. We thank all of you that tuned in. Please support our amazing sponsors. Tomorrow, if you're at the Stephen Marley concert in Inner Circle, please say hi. Okay? Love to meet you out there and say hi. So please do that. On behalf of Sean Stanley, we'll see you all on Monday. Same time, same place, same bat channel.